Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock, Sky 5 live over the scene of big backups on I-85 in Warren County. I'll show you where the southbound lanes are closed right now.
And as you step out the door, you might notice it's a little bit less humid than it was yesterday. As we get into the weekend, though, we could be back into triple-digit heat indices. I'll show you when.
A search for a driver is underway in Raleigh after an early morning crash that ended with a car flipped onto its roof. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene as crews assessed the damage.
And we're going to give you a live look outside the Florida Public Supermarket where that $1.58 billion winning Mega Millions ticket was sold. We have the winning numbers and why you should double check your numbers here in our state. We'll tell you all about that and why coming up. We're definitely winning with the weather.
I would think so, yeah. Especially the way you walk out today. You feel it. The humidity is down a notch. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Right now, temperature's down a little bit. This might be the best day of the week here.
Absolutely. We're looking at gorgeous skies here. This is a live look at Chapel Hill, 73 degrees. So that temperature is starting to climb, but the dew point's still sitting here in the mid-60s. And, you know, honestly, to make it feel comfortable, it would need to be down in the 50s. But we'll take a drop into the 60s. It puts it into the tolerable zone for today. We still have a few 60s out there on the map, too. 68 South Hill, 64 Roxborough. But temperatures are starting to warm up a little bit now in the 8 o'clock hour. And even though we're going to see a little drop in our humidity, we don't really see a drop in our temperature. We'll see mid-80s at lunchtime and highs in the low 90s this afternoon, like we've seen for the last day or two. Expect it to be dry today, not looking at thunderstorms today, but tomorrow, a different story. Tomorrow's a WRL weather alert day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms. Our short-range models, high-resolution models, are showing some of these storms developing a little earlier than normal. Around lunchtime, I'll walk you through the timeline. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now. We've been following breaking news north of the Triangle in Warren County. All lanes of I-85 southbound are closed right now. Just south of the US 1401 interchange there near the Virginia border. Sky 5 is on the scene as we take a look at live pictures. You can see that crash involves a tractor trailer. Kind of hard to tell from these pictures exactly what happened there, but you see a big mess out there on the right shoulder of 85 southbound, big emergency response, and then big backups leaving Virginia heading down into Warren County. I just measured on our sensors and we're looking at about 2.5 miles of solid backups heading from that US 1401 interchange down beyond the Welcome Center there on 85 southbound. And right now, there's no indication when they're going to be able to open those lanes there. So a big mess in the northern part of Warren County. Let's talk about the best detours to get around that. DOT is suggesting you use that exit to take US 1 southbound down to Norlina and then back to Manson Drury Road. You make a right there at Manson Drury Road and pick up 85 southbound. We are picking up some delays right there around that Manson Drury intersection. Our partners at Waze are suggesting a different option, taking that US 401 exit, then using Rooker Dairy Road to head down to Owen Road and pick up 85 southbound on the other side of that closure. They say that that entire trip should only add a few extra minutes to your commute, so something to keep in mind as you head out of Virginia into Warren County this morning. We will let you know how that's looking and when that all clears. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, just getting reports of a crash on New Hope Road at Buffalo Road on the northeast side of Raleigh. 440 westbound, slow between 87 and Capitol Boulevard. The usual delays building now on the south side of Raleigh from Hammond Road out toward Gorman Street. Also a little bit of a backup on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale right around the Smithfield Road area. Getting busier in both directions of 885, especially on that northbound side, heading from I-40 up toward downtown Durham. Once you get up toward Glover Road and 147, it starts to clear up pretty nicely. In Garner, we still have some activity related to an earlier crash, 40 eastbound near Jones Sausage Road. They've moved everything to the shoulder. I'm not seeing any delays, but a reminder about the move over law. Scoot over one lane if you're heading on those eastbound lanes.
Police are searching for a driver who hit a parked car this morning in southeast Raleigh and caused their own car to flip over. Authorities say the call came in just after 3 a.m. When they arrived in Mackinac Island Lane, the driver was not there. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene as crews flipped that car back over. You can see the car has damage to its bumper. No injuries were reported.
Breaking news overnight, the biggest Mega Millions jackpot in the game's history has a winner or winners. We're still waiting to find out. A ticket sold in Florida matched all five numbers and the Mega Ball to win the $1.58 billion jackpot. The winning ticket sold right here at this public supermarket in Neptune Beach, where you're looking live this morning. That store opened about an hour ago, and you might imagine it's going to be a busy place today. There's a big prize right here in North Carolina as well. One ticket matched all five white balls. That player also played the Mega Ply, which means they doubled their winnings to $2 million. Let's give you a look at the winning numbers right now. 13, 19, 20, 32, 33. The Mega Ball was 14. And of course, as we just mentioned, that Mega Plier was 2. The jackpot now resets to $20 million. The next drawing is Friday.
Two men are facing murder charges in the shooting death of a 30-year-old on Peyton Street in Raleigh. Officers arrested Jorge Arroyo Zabaleta and Kennedy Basaves Gonzalez last night. Police say they shot and killed Francisco Camacho Lopez. The shooting happened around 4:15 Sunday morning on Peyton Street. Investigators have not said what led to the killings.
Two people had to be rescued when a home caught fire in Harnett County. It happened last night on Victoria Hills Drive. We're told the home is destroyed. At least two people needed medical attention. As of right now, fire crews have not said what caused that fire.
A highway patrol chase with a motorcycle ended in a crash in Sampson County. That happened last night around 8:30. We're told the chase started on U.S. Highway 13 near Holloran Road and ended on Roanoke Road. Motorcycle lost control and ended up in a ditch off the road. We are working to learn what caused the chase to start and what injuries the driver may have.
Well, family and friends aren't giving up their search for Alicia Watts more than 3 weeks after she vanished. They traveled to Anson County yesterday to spread fires and try to learn more about Alicia's disappearance. Anson County is where Alicia's SUV was found on July 18th, 2 days after she was last seen. Her boyfriend, James Dunmore, was found unresponsive inside that car at a DMV where the group gathered for a prayer vigil yesterday. Detectives have said very little about where Dunmore has been since.
James Dunmore, Alex, Nunu, Tutu, whatever name we got, is still out. Because to me, if we find Dunmore, we'll find Alicia. He's going to talk.
The Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department is calling Dunmore a person of interest. Watts' his family and friends are working to organize another vigil.
For the last few weeks, we've been telling you about overnight spikes in gas prices. We could soon see some relief at the pump, as experts say. We may have already seen the peak of these summer prices. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us with where we can expect and what we can expect in the next few weeks. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. Those overnight price jumps at the pump that we've been telling you about over the past couple of weeks seem to be turning around now. New numbers released from AAA earlier this morning show that the average price of gas here in North Carolina is about $3.60 a gallon. This price is staying about the same. It's 1 cent lower than yesterday, equal to 1 week ago. It's also much lower than the national average, which is $3.83 this morning, 1 cent up from yesterday, 3 cents up from 1 week ago. Oil prices have risen for 6 weeks straight. Extreme heat at refineries in places like Texas and Louisiana were impacting the prices. And even though those gas prices are still high, we're not seeing the same overnight spikes. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says, as you're filling up today and throughout the week, you may notice that prices vary depending on where you go.
There could be some stations that are kind of late in the game that may go up a few cents. There's some stations that may hold their price, and some of the more expensive stations could actually lower it. So it's going to be kind of a mixed bag this week.
And that's because prices went up so quickly over the past couple of weeks. The market is just now catching up. And DeHaan says that we should consistently see those lower gas prices by late September. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, there's some relief for those of you driving through Raleigh this morning. Wade Avenue near the I-440 is back open this morning after it was closed for 12 hours about yesterday. The road was shut down following a tractor-trailer crash that brought down power lines. Take a look at this Sky 5 video of the traffic caused by that repair work. Police had the entrance to the highway on Blue Ridge Road blocked off while crews worked to repair the power line damage.
809 right now. A missing persons case leads to the discovery of 30 submerged cars in a Florida lake. Up next, how investigators are working through this large investigation.
And women are ruling the summer. Coming up, how some famous female artists like Taylor Swift are helping the economy.
Today will be quiet, but tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms. These may arrive earlier than we normally see during the summer. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Looking live right now, Lewisburg. Lots of sunshine out there at 8:13 on your Wednesday morning as you watch WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Got a bunch of temperatures in the 70s. Feels pretty good out there right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. As we look ahead, though, this the choice day of the week. Tomorrow, not so much.
Tomorrow is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We're looking at the potential for some strong thunderstorms. It's a level 2 risk for us tomorrow. Still going to be a hot day for us, but of course, the focus will end up being those thunderstorms. Overnight last night, we were watching this low pressure system. There was a severe thunderstorm watch, lots of severe thunderstorm warnings, and this is going to ride eastward through Tennessee and into North Carolina for tomorrow. Now, over the last several days, the computer models have not been in very good agreement about the timeline, but our short-range models are in more agreement this morning about seeing this right around lunchtime or so. As this crosses the country, there's a level 3 risk for severe storms across parts of the Midwest, the upper Mississippi Valley. Of course, for us, it's a level 2 risk for severe storms, and that is one down from what we saw on Monday. Monday's was a level 3 risk. This will be a level 2 risk. And it's not the intensity necessarily of the storms. It's the amount that we may see that cause wind damage. That's what drives that number, level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So again, level 2 for tomorrow, straight line winds are the biggest threat, and we may see a handful of reports of wind damage tomorrow. And again, that could be close to lunchtime. We'll kick things off here at about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Could be an isolated shower around 8 or 9. But then here comes that line of scattered storms coming through right there at lunchtime and then out of the viewing area by 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Now, earlier, we had the potential showing up on the models of some late day showers and thunderstorms. But if we have that band come through in the morning, typically what happens is that tends to settle the atmosphere and removes the ingredients that we would need for stronger thunderstorms. So it's possible that we wouldn't see that second band developing. We'll just continue to watch the newest runs of the models that are coming in. You want to check in with us at noon and, of course, again this evening for the latest. Of course, this is likely to be a fairly fast-moving system, so the amount of rain here doesn't look extreme, probably a quarter of an inch to a half an inch on average. So this is not likely to be a flooding threat. It's also not likely to give you a pass from watering this time of year because it's so hot out there. 60% chance today. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, our chances will be lower than that. So we're still, you know, likely out there watering. A pretty day today. We've had a small drop in our humidity. It's still going to be hot with a high of 90 degrees, but we're seeing lots of sunshine. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, our newsroom there on Hay Street in Fayetteville. Again, tomorrow, WRAL Weather Alert Day. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures will be close to 90. Our temperatures start to climb over the weekend and into early next week. We're back into the mid-90s, and it's possible on Sunday that we could see a heat index up around 106. Of course, that could bring us a heat advisory. We'll keep watching that too, Brian.
All right, Elizabeth, here at 8:16, I'm still watching this crash up in Warren County. All southbound lanes of I-85 still closed just south of the US 1-401 interchange. Video from Sky 5 shot just a little while ago shows that big backup. This is the Welcome Center there on I-85 southbound. Heavy delays began around that US 1-401 interchange near the Virginia border and extend all the way down to that crash site. Looks like a tractor trailer was involved there. Still working to find out exactly what happened. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen those southbound lanes. Let's take a look at the alternate routes or the detours that you can consider taking this morning. DOT is suggesting using US 1 southbound to Wise and Norlina, and then from there heading back to Manson Drury Road. Make a right onto Manson Drury, and you can pick up 85 southbound well on the other side of that closure. Our partners at Waze are suggesting a different alternate route, taking that exit there at US 1 and 401, and then heading down Rooker Dairy Road to Owen Road and picking up 85 southbound a little closer to that crash site. That one is going to add 2 or 3 minutes to the usual trip through that area, so just be prepared for those detours. Taking a look around the triangle right now, just getting reports of a crash with injuries at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Peyton Street, seeing some delays there, and also on the east side of Fuquay-Varina, a crash on 42 near the Highway 55 intersection.
Brian, thanks. A potentially dangerous left turn lane to nowhere, now fixed on Six Forks Road. Normally, both arrows on the exit ramp from I-440 East would force drivers to turn right onto Six Forks, but during repaving, one lane was mistakenly painted with a left arrow, which would send drivers going the wrong way on that busy road. A driver who noticed the mistake Monday evening contacted the DOT immediately.
It was already affecting traffic coming up the ramp. Everybody was getting in one lane, and if somebody who wasn't familiar with the area had actually turned left, they would have turned into incoming traffic.
A state DOT spokesperson says the mistake was fixed in the early hours of Tuesday morning.
Happening today, Fort Liberty and Womack Army Medical Center are conducting a mass casualty training exercise. It started at 7 o'clock this morning, so that means the Womack Family Medicine Residency is closed. They won't accept patients until after relocating the soldier to the Soldier Readiness Center. Both locations will reopen after this training ends. That's this afternoon at 4 o'clock. If you have an appointment at Womack or its outlying clinics, those appointments will not be affected.
Well, while working to solve missing persons cold cases, an underwater search team found 30 vehicles in a lake near Miami, Florida. It turns out the submerged vehicles were not connected to any of those cold cases, and no human remains were found. Now authorities are investigating to see if they are linked to other crimes. The team was searching the area due to the high number of missing people in South Florida. They'll know more once the vehicles are pulled from the bottom of that lake.
So interesting, finding all those cars. The Supreme Court says so-called ghost guns should continue to be regulated under federal law. Ghost guns are untraceable homemade firearms built with kits that are available online. They don't have serial numbers and don't require background checks. Last year, federal regulations were updated to define the kits as firearms so the government can better track them. A lower court challenged that policy, but the Supreme Court granted a request from the Biden administration to keep it in effect while legal challenges play out.
ESPN is jumping into the sports betting industry in a $2 billion deal. ESPN announcing the deal with casino owner Penn Entertainment. Penn says its Barstool Sportsbook app will be renamed ESPN Bet this fall. The deal secured exclusive rights to the ESPN Bet trademark for 10 years, with an option to be extended for another 10. Penn also sold its ownership of Barstool Sports back to its founder, David Portnoy, which will focus on content rather than betting. Made in America, a popular music festival in Philadelphia, canceled less than a month before it was supposed to happen. It usually takes place over Labor Day weekend. This year's lineup included Lizzo and SZA as headliners. On the festival's website, organizers say the decision was difficult, but they don't explain their reasoning. Jay-Z is the founder of that festival, which he started back in 2012. Organizers say people who already bought tickets will get refunds.
The mayor of Tampa, Florida, hauled in a big catch during a fishing trip to the Keys, a 70-pound bale of cocaine. Mayor Jane Castor's brother spotted it floating in the water during a family fishing trip. Castor previously worked as a narcotics officer, so she recognized it immediately as cocaine and called police. According to Border Patrol, the cocaine has an estimated street value of more than $1 million.
Wow. Well, the astronauts who will orbit the moon next year are getting their first look at the spacecraft that will take them there. The Artemis II crew got an update on the mission this week. Four astronauts will be on board, including NC State alum Christina Cook. The crew says they can't wait for that journey.
When you walk around the corner at the Neil Armstrong Operations and Checkout Facility, and there's your spacecraft that you're going to ride in. The ship, as they call it, over there. And we got to look inside and hang out, and it was really quite fascinating.
I can't wait for this mission. The Artemis II mission is set to take flight next November. It will be the first manned flight to the moon in 50 years, Jeff.
Talk about soaring here, Ken. From Taylor Swift to Beyonce to Barbie, women are ruling the summer and making billions. Tonight, Taylor Swift wraps up the first leg of her Eras Tour. One survey shows the average Swiftie spends about $1,300 on concert-related expenses. So you get the ticket, yeah, but travel, accessories, you got to get the merch. That means the Eras Tour could end up generating nearly $6 billion in people's spending in the U.S. alone. Hard to compare Taylor and the spending to anything.
What would you compare Swift Mania to?
The Beatles come to mind. Queen comes to mind. From a spending perspective, I think it's incomparable.
The best day ever. And it's not just Taylor. Barbie just became the first movie directed by a woman to make $1 billion. Beyonce's Renaissance tour actually caused inflation to rise in Sweden, the whole country. Queen B will have an economic impact in our state. Her show is tonight in Charlotte. And coming up, we'll walk you through what you need to know for her show tonight.
Bank of America Stadium will be rocking. Well, the nominees are out for the MTV's Music Video Awards, and no surprise here, Taylor Swift leading the way. She has 8 nominations, including for Video of the Year, an award she's won 3 times before. R&B singer SZA has 6 nominations. Other stars, including Doja Cat, Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj, and Olivia Rodrigo, has 5 nominations each. The award show will air September 12th on MTV.
Kane Realty is renaming a major project underway near downtown Raleigh's Dix Park. These are renderings of the development at South Saunders Street and Lake Wheeler Road. It was to be called Park City South. Now it will be called Rockaway Raleigh. First phase will include more than 300 apartments. They're scheduled to open next year. Retail and office space will also be part of this development. There is a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket in Florida. And there's also someone here in North Carolina waking up a bit richer. We have the winning numbers for you coming up next.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We continue to track a major traffic backup on I-85 South in Warren County and some other issues happening here locally, Brian.
All lanes closed right now on 85 southbound in the northern part of Warren County, just south of the US 1-401 interchange. Want to zoom into that area with our traffic camera. Latest image from that traffic camera shows those huge backups there. That crash involves a tractor trailer, maybe a little while yet before it's cleared. Consider using US 1 South into Norlina and then from there back to Manson Drury Road, or if you take that US 1-401 exit, continue on to Rooker Dairy Road and pick up 85 southbound from Owen Road south of that closure. Elizabeth.
Pretty start for us this morning. We take a look at Wilson, Durham, and Fayetteville, all seeing blue skies. Temperatures right now are mainly in the mid-70s, so we're starting to warm up, and it is going to be a hot afternoon. You'll probably notice as you step out the door that it doesn't feel quite as humid as it has the last several days. It's a fairly subtle change. We stay dry through the afternoon, making it a good day to head to the pool. You could even head there after work if you'd like. Temperatures will still be in the upper 80s, and we won't have to dodge the thunderstorms. Tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day with a level 2 risk for severe storm.
Police are searching for a driver whose car flipped over after it crashed into a parked car in Southeast Raleigh this morning. Authorities say the call came in just after 3 in the morning. When officers arrived on Mackinac Island Lane, the driver was not there. No injuries were reported. Next on Fox 50, why experts say we may have already seen the peak of summer gas prices. And up next on Today, how to save on flights for the fall and winter.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Tomorrow's a WRAL weather alert day with a level 2 risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through the timeline, which is a little earlier than we often see.
The search for a driver is underway in Raleigh after an early morning crash that ended with a car flipped over on its roof. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there on the scene as crews assessed that damage. Inside our WRL studio right now on a lovely Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Yeah, you definitely felt that refreshing air when you walked out this morning. You're going to feel the same thing. Let's get right back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the Doorway Severe Weather Center tracking this beautiful day.
It's gorgeous out there. Lots of sunshine here. This is, of course, a live look at the historic town hall in Zebulon. Temperature 73 in the Triangle area, and the dew point is at 66. That gives us sort of a moderate, middle-of-the-road kind of feel out there. It doesn't feel as oppressively muggy as it could, but it also doesn't feel refreshing either. So it's a little bit of a break over what we could see this time of year. It's still 66 in Roxborough, but elsewhere, temperatures are in the low to mid-70s. 75 in Fayetteville, 74 in Clinton, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, and Wilson. We are on our way to a hot day. Temperatures will climb into the low 90s, but it will be rain-free. Of course, we have that potential for some strong thunderstorms tomorrow. It's a WRL weather alert day with a level 2 risk for severe storms. Wind damage will be the greatest threat, and it looks like some some of these storms could start to develop as early as lunchtime. Coming up, we'll walk through the timeline. Brian?
8:31 right now. We're following that breaking news in Warren County, where we have all lanes of I-85 southbound closed just south of the US 1-401 interchange. I want to zoom in there, show you the live picture from that traffic camera, and you can see that huge backup there. Sky 5 was over the scene a little while ago. This is a crash involving a tractor trailer, and it was hard to tell exactly what happened out there, but it looks like that tractor trailer was blocking both lanes of I-85 southbound. Huge delays there as you head away from the Virginia border, and we're not sure when they're going to be able to reopen those southbound lanes there. Need to allow plenty of extra time this morning. That is probably about a 3-mile-long backup as you come in from the Virginia border down toward the Owen community there on I-85. The DOT is suggesting that you use US 1 southbound through Norlina back to Manson Drury Road, and then from there head back to I-85 and rejoin it on the other side of that closure. I'll watch it, let you know how things are looking out there. Around the triangle right now, our major routes looking okay. Usual backups on 440 westbound on the east side of Raleigh, and the usual slowdowns in both directions of 885 there in Durham between 147 and I-40. We do have a crash reported on the southeast side of Raleigh at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Peyton Street, not too far from Rock Quarry Road. We have been watching some delays on the sensors in that area. Also a crash on the east side of Fuquay Varina on Highway 42 near the 55 intersection.
Brian, thanks. Police are looking for the driver whose car flipped over after it crashed into a parked car in southeast Raleigh. Authorities say that call came in just after 3 this morning. When officers arrived at Mackinac Island Lane, the driver was not there. The WREL breaking news tracker was on that scene as crews flipped that car back over. You can see the parked car has damage to its bumper. No injuries were reported.
Breaking news overnight, the biggest Mega Millions jackpot in the game's history has a winner. A ticket sold in Florida matched all 5 numbers and the Mega Ball to win that $1.58 billion jackpot. The winning ticket was sold at a Publix grocery store in Neptune Beach. There's a big prize here in North Carolina as well. One ticket matched all 5 white balls and played the Mega Plier, so that means it is worth $2 million. Take a look at the winning numbers, 13, 19, 20, 32, and 33. The Mega Ball was 14, Mega Plier is 2. Now we start all over after 31 straight weeks without a winner. Now we start over at, or 31 drawings, I should say. $20 million is the prize in the next drawing Friday night.
Well, 2 men are facing murder charges for a shooting that happened on Peyton Street in Raleigh. Officers arrested Jorge Arroyo Zabalata and Kennedy Basaves Gonzalez last night. Police say they shot and killed Francisco Camacho Lopez. The shooting happened around 4:15 Sunday morning on Peyton Street. Investigators have not said what led to that deadly shooting.
2 people had to be rescued when a home caught on fire in Harnett County. It happened last night on Victoria Hills Drive, and we're told that home is a total loss. Not surprising when you look at these pictures of the flames. Wow. 2 people needed medical attention. As of right now, fire crews have not said what caused the fire.
A highway patrol chase with a motorcycle ends in a crash in Sampson County. It happened last night around 8:30. We're told the chase started on U.S. Highway 13 near Holleran Road and ended on Roanoke Road. The motorcyclist lost control and ended up in a ditch on the side of that road. We're working to learn what caused the chase that started that chase and the injuries that motorcyclists may have experienced.
This morning, we are experiencing a small drop in gas prices. Despite that, new numbers are out this morning. They show they're still pretty high after a series of price hikes the last few weeks. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with what you can expect when you get out there to fill up today. Kelsey.
Overnight price hikes that we've been telling you about for the past couple of weeks seem to be turning around. New numbers released from AAA earlier this morning show that gas prices here in North Carolina are averaging at $3.60 a gallon. That price is staying about the same. It's 1 cent lower than yesterday, equal to 1 week ago. It also is much lower than the national average, which is $3.83 this morning. 1 cent up from yesterday, 3 cents up from 1 week ago. Oil prices have risen for 6 weeks straight. Extreme heat was impacting refineries in places like Texas and Louisiana. Even though gas prices are still high, we're not seeing those same overnight spikes. You can thank cooler temperatures for that.
But now at least some of those heat-related issues are slowly being resolved, and that's why we're starting to see the increases slow down.
That was Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. He says as you're filling up today and throughout the week, you may notice that prices will vary depending on where you go. That's because prices went up so quickly, some stations had to bring their prices up, and then those more expensive gas stations, they had to bring their prices down to level things out. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, your insurance, car insurance is going up. The rates will increase as part of a settlement reached between insurance companies and state regulators. Let's break it down a little bit more for you here. Your average auto rate for new or renewed policies will increase by 4.5% this December. Next December, rates will go up another 4.5%. Motorcycle rates will go up 2.3% at the same time. Now, the agreement also says there can't be any more increases before October 2025.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers want to delay a hearing in his criminal case on charges related to the aftermath of the 2020 election. Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. in connection with the investigation. His lawyers want a hearing delayed until next week, even though the judge wants it to happen before Friday. The hearing is about a protective order that would prohibit Trump from talking about confidential evidence in the case. Trump's attorneys say that would violate his right to free speech. This morning, we're getting a better idea at the time frame for when the Fulton County, Georgia district attorney could announce her decision about charges for Trump. New details reveal Fani Willis plans to spend 2 days next week presenting her case before a special grand jury. This comes as more witnesses are being lined up to testify in the probe. The case focuses on whether Trump and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. The DA could seek several indictments against Trump and his associates.
Tonight, Kenan Hinnant's family will mark 3 years since his death. Hinnant was just 5 years old when police say a man shot him to death as he was riding his bike outside his father's home. That man is facing a life sentence right now. Hinnant's family plans to hold a vigil at the Spring Hope Memorial Gardens on Webb's Mill Road. It starts at 8 p.m.
New this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office is sharing results from its most recent campaign to keep us safe on the roads. Deputies teamed up with several agencies across the area, including Highway Patrol and North Carolina Alcohol Enforcement. This was all for Operation Blue Flood. In total, they handed out 881 traffic tickets, 88 DWI charges, and 50 criminal violations. It was part of the governor's highway safety program over the weekend.
Orange County Animal Services asking for help as the shelter is almost at capacity for housing dogs. It's asking for anyone available to adopt or foster a dog. Well, this month, adoption fees have been reduced for 2023. Clear the shelters. Some fees are fully waived. If you're interested, the shelter at Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill opens at noon. No appointments are needed. Well, time now coming up on 840. This year's severe weather is costing the country major money. A look at how much damage 15 of this year's weather disasters have caused.
And it's a Taco Tuesday party. How you can get in on Taco Bell's celebrations after a lawsuit with Taco John's was dropped.
And heading to break, this is a live look at a beautiful North Hills this morning. Carolina blue skies. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking storms for tomorrow's WREL Weather Alert Day. Welcome back at 8:42. A pleasant good morning to our wonderful viewers up there in Zebulon. What a gift we have for you as we get past the halfway mark of the week. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WR Severe Weather Center, tracking how this beautiful day is shaping up.
Look at this gorgeous blue sky here in Wilson. Just a tiny bit of a breeze. You can see the whirligigs here at the park in downtown Wilson just spinning a little bit. We've had a little drop in our humidity. It's nothing dramatic. It's not going to feel like October by any means. But it is a little bit of a break. You'll notice it most likely if you're standing in the shade. It is going to be a hot afternoon for us. 73 is our current temperature, but our dew point's at 66. And typically in the summertime, this time of year, July and August, it's up in the 70s. We bring it into the 60s. Sort of feels middle of the road. If we can drop it into the 50s, it feels refreshing. But that's not going to happen, unfortunately. Our high temperature this afternoon, likely to be right around 90, 91. Again, looking at a steamy, muggy meter right now, but kind of on the low end of steamy. It'd be nice if we could drop drop it a little bit more, but that does not look like it will happen today. 91 the high in Raleigh and in Durham, 93 in Fayetteville for this afternoon. Because we're seeing dry conditions, it should make for a nice evening to be outside. Durham Bulls are in the middle of a homestand right now. They threw out the first pitch at 6:35. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s and then falling through the 80s through the evening. So not a bad evening to be outside, no matter what it is you like to do. Now, tomorrow, we're watching the potential for these strong thunderstorms. This is our next system heading our way. It has produced some severe storms overnight and a severe thunderstorm watch. All that has expired, but it will continue to travel eastward across Tennessee and into our area tomorrow. So we do have a level 2 risk for severe storms. If you remember Monday, that was a level 3 risk. And of course, we had widespread wind damage and a lot of power outages. It's not likely to be as widespread at level 2, but it won't be just, you know, one or two. We may have, you know, a handful, you know, maybe a dozen or so potentially if we end up with that severe weather threat. So the timing is likely to be in the afternoon, maybe even closer to early afternoon or around lunchtime. The computer models have been a little at odds on the timing of this. Some of that's going to depend on that system as it moves through Tennessee. If it holds together, we may see these storms a little bit earlier. And that's the way the models are leaning today. So we take a look at this tomorrow morning and you can see some of these light rain showers. So this is the new run of the computer model. It holds it together and pushes some showers in early in the morning before lunchtime. So this is a new run of the computer models that looks different than the last run. This is what we're dealing with. But as that moves on by, it should be out of here by lunchtime. And then we could see another round of some thunderstorms during the evening. And that would bring us the best chance of severe storms. So that shows us the two rounds, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, with the afternoon one bringing the stronger storms. Moving ahead to the weekend, boy, our heat goes up. A heat index of 104 Saturday and 106 on Sunday. So Sunday in particular, we'll be watching for the potential of a heat advisory. We'll have a small chance of storms through the weekend. Brian?
8:46, want to update you on that crash in Warren County. We've been following 85 southbound, still closed just south of the US 1401 interchange. Want to zoom into that area, show you the latest picture from the traffic camera there, and you can see that backup continues. I've just used the sensor readings here to measure how big that backup is right now. And right now, about a 3-mile-long delay from just north of the Virginia border down through that US 1401 interchange. That's where all the traffic's being diverted. Take US 1 southbound through Norlina and Wise down to Manson Drury Road, and then from there you can rejoin 85 southbound on the other side of that. In the Triangle right now, I'm watching a crash in Raleigh with some pretty big delays at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue at Creedmoor Road. Glenwood looks okay, but there are some very heavy backups on the southbound side of Highway 50 or Creedmoor Road, beginning right around the Millbrook Road area down toward Glenwood. You might consider using Leadmine as a good alternate route this morning.
Heading back to school can be a challenge for the whole entire family, and that's why WREL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with some tips to help it make it easier. And Kathy, little tiny Franklin starting preschool. I'm not even ready for it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, my daughter starts pre-K very soon, so I can feel your pain. So right now on WREL.com's family section, we have a story from a local time management expert, Megan Sumrell. Three tips that's going to help your family. Listen up, Ken. First up, don't schedule anything the first weekend after school starts. Now, I'm guilty of this. I overschedule my family. But Megan says that the end of that first week, her family just needs to adjust and regroup and kind of catch their breath. So give yourself some time.
That's such good advice. Really good advice. So what can parents start doing right now to prepare for that first day of school?
So much. Okay, so Megan suggests adjusting your sleep schedule now. So telling your kids, get them to go to bed a little bit earlier each night, wake up a little bit earlier each day, so it's not a huge shock when they have to wake up early that first day of school and they're just tired.
I know, frankly, it's going to be a shock to his system when he has to get up at 8 o'clock to head to preschool. So what about advice for that first week of school?
So she really suggests to make note of the things that are adding stress to your morning, so like packing lunch or laying out the clothes, getting their school bags ready. See if you can do some of that stuff the night before so you can kind of reduce that stress level.
Oh my gosh, some great tips, of course. For more ideas, go to WREL.com and search keyword family. Thanks, Kathy.
Police in Pennsylvania say a driver intentionally crashed into a home this week, but now they're trying to figure out how it crashed into the second floor of that house. Check it out. It happened about 60 miles from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, over the weekend. Thankfully, the homeowners were downstairs when it happened. Police say that driver intentionally crashed into the house, but they don't know why or if he knows the people who live there. He's facing charges of aggravated assault and recklessly endangering another person.
Former ECU football player is suing the city of Greenville after he says police used excessive force during a traffic stop. The lawsuit claims officers approached Demarcus Fox with guns and shouted profanities at him after pulling him over in front of his house last October. Fox says even though he put his hands up in the air, officers punched and kicked him, and one put a knee on his neck. Fox also says they pulled his hair so hard that some of his dreadlocks were torn off. The lawsuit claims police radio traffic shows officers did not have a good reason to pull Fox over in the first place.
Fox, in Pennsylvania State, he is still obeying all traffic laws, still obeying all traffic laws. I think they say it maybe 6-7 times. And he was not charged with any underlying offense, which begs the question, why were they initiating a stop in the first place?
5 Greenville police officers are named in that lawsuit.
Hip-hop artist Tory Lanez will spend the next 10 years in prison for shooting rapper Megan Thee Stallion. Lanez was sentenced Tuesday. This comes more than 3 years after he shot Megan in the foot in Hollywood Hills back in 2020. A jury convicted 31-year-old Lanez of 3 felony charges. Megan says he shot her after an argument as she tried to get out of the vehicle they'd been riding in together.
Well, severe storms, floods, tornadoes, all costing the country major money. That's one topic the American Meteorological Society will discuss during its annual meeting this week. The latest disasters include at least 2 tornadoes yesterday in Massachusetts, downing trees and causing significant damage. In Tuttle, Oklahoma, heavy gusts. Some storm picked up a mobile home and sent it crashing into a parked car. So far this year, the U.S. has had 15 weather disasters that have each resulted in more than $1 billion worth of damage.
So sad here. An infant in Houston, Texas, died after being left in a hot car yesterday. The 3-month-old was left in his mother's car in the parking lot of a mental health facility. Authorities say the mom got to the clinic around noon and took her 4-year-old inside with her. She found her baby unresponsive and took him inside as well, where the nurses performed CPR to try to save him. The baby was rushed to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. It's not clear whether the car was running at the time.
It's time to get information because the Queen will be in the Queen City tonight. Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour stopping in Charlotte. The Beehive, of course, will take over Bank of America Stadium for the big show. The new start time, as we've been reporting, is 8 p.m. We told you about that change last month. Now, if you're taking a bag with you inside the stadium, it must be clear. Bank of America's clear bag policy only allows concert goers to have a bag no larger than 12 by 6 or 12 inches. Purses, bags, or clutches can't be larger than 4 to 5 or 6 inches. And one last thing before you head to the show, make sure you grab your glass of lemonade.
A teenager in California just broke a roller skating world record by flipping over 12 people. Take a look at this. 15-year-old Mia Peterson. There it is. She flipped over a dozen people from a quarter pipe on roller skates, earning herself a Guinness World Record.
What?
She says she's been roller skating since she was 11 years old and has been attempting tricks since she was 13. Once she started clearing 10 people with ease, she said she was ready to try for the record. Mia says it is a dream come true to see her name in the record books.
Girl rules. I mean, I'm not sure if there's there any other girls doing what she's doing.
I have not seen, and I think she's got more in her. Clearing it with ease there. It's 15. So.
Oh, she's going to extend that streak. Yeah. And isn't roller skating part of the Olympics now? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They've added a bunch.
Yeah.
But we'll see if jumping over people is one of the
I know. Well, events. Taco Bell is celebrating the recent decision by Taco John's to drop its trademark on the phrase Taco Tuesday. The restaurant dropped its trademark on the phrase in July, saying it did not want to pay the legal fees. Now, every Tuesday up to September 15th, Taco Bell will offer free Doritos, Logos, tacos at all locations except in New Jersey. That's because a local restaurant on the Jersey Shore owns the Taco Tuesday trademark in that state. Heading to a break, your winning lottery numbers on your screen, and of course, we'll get another check of weather and traffic next.